Lorimer Williams Freestone, Executive Director, Holland Area Arts Council, with us every month with special guest. Tulip time is over.
It's over.
Oh, is that? I'm not going to say, is that good or bad? It looked like a beautiful week.
Honestly, the best tulip time that in my memory of being at the Arts Council. It was, you know, we raised our children in Holland, and we had a lot of tulip times. But this one, the weather was perfect. The number of visitors was wonderful. We had a fabulous tulip time quilt show in our building, as well as the Art in Bloom poster competition, originals, and also our Holland Friends of Art exhibit. And there was just so much wonderful traffic, people really enjoying themselves. We sold more raffle tickets for the giveaway quilt than we ever have before. So it was, I think it just had a really great vibe this year. It really did.
Great. Who's your special guest?
Well, my special guest is Colette Finney. And Colette is, well, first of all, she's a wonderful asset to the Arts Council herself. She's a volunteer and a paid person. She's a paid instructor. But she's also always there, it seems to us, when there's a call to artists. She's very willing to use her talents. She's written a book. She's an author and a self-taught photographer. She has written If I Only Had a Brain, and we'll probably talk a little bit about that. But the most important reason she's here today is that she got three of her submissions accepted into the Holland The Beauties in the Detail banner project that the Arts Council has sponsored for downtown Holland. And we're really excited to talk about this project because it's going to be unveiled June 1st. And we've done several banner projects in the past. The Arts Council has hosted two banner projects, remastered and recycled, and now we're doing Holland The Beauties in the Detail. And it's always really fun to have these new artistic banners up. So I'm going to let Colette describe the process of how we did the banner selection and what the theme means.
All right, Colette, welcome back to the morning show. If only I had a brain out and about, but this side of photography is a talent to discuss. So point us out to what's happening.
I was very excited to be a participant in this project because it brings out the beauty and the details of the local area, especially Holland and all the art forms. I wasn't sure that photography would be a good option because I saw many beautiful paintings of details of Holland, but the reason that I'm always walking around Holland or in the outskirts taking pictures of detailed beauty, because I think people who are visiting should see just beyond, the tulips are beautiful, but just beyond, there's so many beautiful ideas and views in Holland that I want people to see.
Well, the theme of the banner project, and it's always kind of interesting to try to come up with a theme for a banner project, but this particular one was, we decided we wanted people to go with macro images, things that people wouldn't see ordinarily. So we wanted the artist to go in close up on details, whether it be architectural, natural, or iconic details of things around Holland. So someone like Colette, who has an eye for art and an eye for detail, she and all of her fellow artists went around and found things that people may not notice on a daily basis. And so that's what's beautiful about this. Now people are going to see these gorgeously interpreted details of pieces of Holland up on banners. So
examples, yes.
Yes.
What do we have in front of us?
So what are the things that, well, I have several in front of us. I brought some samples for Shelley to look at, but those are all three of the ones that I gave her are paintings. But the ones that that Colette have done are photographs. So I have an artist who did a snowy owl, and then another artist did Patricia Flynn did the carousel horse from Windmill Island. And then we have this beautiful piece by Tanya Woods that's a piece of purple cabbage. So Colette, what are the details that you focused in on?
I focused in on there's a beautiful yellow wheel of a caboose at the train station, and the colors that contrasted between the red caboose, it's kind of pinkish, and the yellow train wheel, it just reminded me of all the travelers and visitors coming in and out and how we're all connected that way. And then the beautiful candle, the ribbon candle that's always carved up at, what is that?
Windmill Island.
Windmill Island, yeah.
Or and Dutch Village.
Dutch
Village, yeah.
And it's so intricate and beautiful, and it's very unusual. You don't really see it around.
At first, when I saw this submission, I thought it was ribbon candy. That's what it looks like to me. But it is it's one of those wonderfully artistically carved candles.
Yeah.
And then the third one is
is one of my favorites. It's of the husky dogs that Mr. Stuart Padnos had created with the metal sculpture. That's one of the sculptures in Holland.
Is it on the picture?
Yeah, it's on Pine Avenue. And it's just this, and it's part of a larger sculpture. The sculpture is called the Sled Dogs. It's called Mush. But then she's got these two beautiful huskies, and she focuses in on their little panting faces. They're just great.
Yeah.
So, and the Padnos think they were wonderful too, because the other part of this project is that we're asking for sponsorships of the banners. And there's a little bit of a competition going on. We now, this year, for the first time, have an online you can give online, and it's not really a vote. You're kind of voting with your wallet, but you can sponsor a banner for as little as $15, all the way up to $1,000, which gives you the original artwork if you sponsor for $1,000. But anybody can go online onto our website, and you just hit the icon on our homepage that says Holland, the Beauties and the Detail, and you can go and you can click on a banner. And you can sponsor it for $15, $25, $50, but you can do several. So if you decide you want to sponsor $100 worth of banners, you can go through and sponsor several. So what we're doing now is we're making it a bit of a competition for the artists, and so that maybe they push it out to their friends and families. But also, we want the artist whose banner receives the most financial support will get a really big prize on June 1st with a big reveal. And then the banner who gets the most number of sponsorships will win a prize. So we've got two first prizes, basically,
so
that we're going to give out.
Vote for Colette Finney?
Yeah, go ahead. Or you could vote for Ken Freestone. That's my husband. He's got a photograph in there, too. But see, you could vote for both of them.
No, yes. Ken used his privilege, and he asked me to ask you about number 24.
Well, yeah, number 24 is called Public Notice, and it's a photograph of a light post that has all the nails and staples and tacks of people who have put up notices like for yard sales or lost puppies or whatever. And it's just this really great photograph. But you know, the thing is about this project, there are 60 pieces of artwork that everyone, all the artists have put so much thought into. It's just the most marvelous look of Holland, because we never even conceived of how many different kinds of things that people would bring to us. And there are oil paintings, there are watercolors, there are photographs, there are drawings. We had a whole group of students from Zeeland High School who submitted. We've got six banners from Zeeland High School students that got submitted and were accepted. And they're gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful photographs. And beautiful, well, actually, those students all did drawings and paintings. Big blue blueberries and gorgeous apples and a gorgeous butterfly wing and a scene. There's one, actually, one artist did a scene from a Google map above sort of an aerial view of the River Avenue Bridge, which at first we thought, well, is that a detail? And we thought, well, yeah, if you're looking at the world, it's a detail. So it's really cool.
So this Avenue Banner Project, one you've done every 5 years or so, is it up and going now?
Well, it's right now they are going to be, the Tulip Time banners are up right now. Okay. And the week before June 1st, the City of Holland and Hoffman Electric will put up these banners. They'll take down the Tulip Time banners, and these new banners will go up. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be a whole new thing for people to see, visitors and residents alike. And what makes this particular Project Fun is it's almost like a scavenger hunt, because you may look at a banner and not really know what it is. So it's almost like a puzzle. You have to figure out what detail this is portraying.
Claire, what are you getting from this?
What am I getting from this? It's just an incredible honor to be part of this project, because art is so important to me, and I am for the arts, for the whole community. So to just get this out and show people the fantastic jewels that are in the area is just amazing. And each banner is so unique. And like you said, it would be a great idea to have a scavenger hunt, and people can figure out and maybe get to different places that they never would have thought of in Holland. It's like telling a story.
It is. And that's kind of the idea that we, between the City of Holland and the Arts Council, we thought that this would be a really great way for residents and visitors to kind of explore the hidden parts of Holland. The other thing that's important to us as an Arts Council is that we pay the artists to do, whoever got accepted was received payment for their artwork. We never really asked artists to volunteer their talents, because we know that most of them are small business owners and struggling to make a living being artists, and they deserve that kind of to be reimbursed or awarded for their artwork. So that's a very important part of this. And then, of course, having the banners manufactured is a cost, and the administration of the project. Mm-hmm. So we do, that's why we're asking for sponsorship mm-hmm. as well. And there's all kinds of opportunities for the sponsors to be recognized. There's a map that's going to be printed and inserted into the Sentinel. So the Holland Sentinel is our media sponsor for this project. And they're creating the poster as well. So there's, and oh, the other thing, Shelley, is if you are a sponsor at any level, you receive a gift. So it's kind of like a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter program, where if you sponsor at the $15 level, you get a package of note cards of the banner that you sponsored.
And that's my note card here.
I brought you note
Yay,
cards.
Yay, thank you. I'll use them. Let's also have Colette put on her author hat.
Yes. Tell us about your experience of being a published author.
That was a great experience, too, and it continues to be a great experience, because my story is an inspirational memoir that talks about my journey with a brain tumor, but I paralleled it with The Wizard of Oz, because out of that experience, I learned to find the good or the beauty in going through something dark, and I wanted to help other people who are going through challenges in life. So it's more of a funny story, but also insightful, and hopefully it'll help others.
And you've had a lot of success with the book.
I mean, yes,
it's been
I have.
A wonderfully and successful it, book.
Yep, and in the book, there's also artwork in each chapter. It's a mixed media picture of what was related to that chapter. So that was a lot of fun putting together, too.
Yeah. And so, Colette, with that and your photography and your, tell us what the name of your business is for your photography.
It's called Rise Above Artistry, because I want to display the beauty or the in brokenness, or pick out the details that people wouldn't see and maybe bring a smile to their face or inspire them to go and look to see the good.
Yeah, and Colette sells her photography in cards and prints, and we have them at the Arts Council. We've got these beautiful, beautiful note cards that actually they're my go-to for when I have a thank you note or a sympathy yes. card or something that I need to send out to someone that is, and I can't send anything out that's not original artwork, so I always go to Colette's because they're so beautiful. So it's I'm very impressed with your level of activity in the arts community. So
thanks
we're
so
really
much.
Glad to have you with us and be part of this wonderful project.
It's
and I hope you get
wonderful.
The votes.
Thank you.
Yeah, get the votes. You get a little extra here. Again, how do we find out more about you, Colette Finney?
You can check on If I Only Had a Brain, and also on my Facebook page, which is riseaboveartistry.facebook.
And look for Husky Buddies, Ribbon Waterfall, and Wheels to Adventure in your certainly your involvement with the Avenue banner.
Yep.
Thanks, Colette.
And we just want to make sure that everybody knows that June 1st from 6 to 8 is the big reveal for the Avenue Banner Project. So come to the Arts Council and come to the big reception and meet the artists and meet the sponsors. And if you become a sponsor, you'll get your gifts. So it's great.
All supporting local business. All right, couple minutes for what else to do.
All right, well, we've got some great things coming up at the Arts Council. May 18th is Entwined Environments, work by Ken Foster and Lisa Medendorp. And then also the Michigan Spaces and Places is paintings by Keith Downey and Tom Tomasek. So those, both of those exhibits, the opening reception is May 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. Also, the Holland Friends of Art show is still up in our Leave and See Gallery, and it's gorgeous. It was a beautifully juried show this year, and it's just lovely. So come to that. It's up right now. Special event, of course, I just talked about the Big Reveal banner project. So that's June 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. And our studio is now open at the Holland Area Arts Council Hands-On Art and Design Space. Holland Chorale is having a concert on June 29th and at Baker Lofts. It's actually their fundraiser, and it's a grand night for singing. So if you want to get more information about tickets to that, it's hollandchorale.org. I really highly recommend you attend this. It's a beautiful organization to support. Holland Symphony has a concert on June 15th at 7:30. It's Pops at the Pier, which is really fun. It's out at Eldine's Boat Shed, and you couldn't find a better place to have a beautiful summer night concert. So hollandsymphony.org for information about tickets. That's rain or shine, and food will be catered in by JK's Bakehouse Gourmet Food. Hope College has lots of fun things. Of course, Hope Summer Repertory Theater starts on June 15th. They're presenting A View from the Bridge, Annie the Musical, Driving Miss Daisy, Working, and then for the kids, that's Schoolhouse Rock Live and Curious George. My granddaughter will be really happy about that. And then the Knickerbocker Theater has one last movie in their series for their spring series, and it's Whiskey Galore, and that looks really fun. I've seen the posters on the outside, and it's very intriguing looking. It sort of looks like a Waking Ned Devine type movie. The Kreisinger Museum is open, and until May 20th, Gospel Stories by Otto Dix and Sado Watanabe. City of Holland Farmers Market is now going to be open Wednesday. Yay. So we've all looked forward to that. And their chef series begins May 20th. Windmill Island Gardens is also open to the public now. And the Holland Museum has a show through September 30th, The Future Peace, World War II, and the Holland Homefront. So lots of things going on. Just don't want to miss out on Zealand, too. So go to Zealand, Feel the Zeal at their website and find out more about their peddler's market. So we've got lots of things happening around here.
And connect with you, Laura Williams, Freestone, Executive Director, Holland Area Arts Council. Thanks, ladies, for your good time.
Thank you, Shelley.
All About Holland. Shelley.